The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
So where's the power?
The power is right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Where is the power?
Words can inspire. Words can enrage. Words can move us beyond. This is Speaking of Poetry with Ms. Vernell, heard only on Talktainment Radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Speaking of Poetry. I'm Ms. Vernell, and this is radio, the way it should be heard.
Fits like a well-worn glove, crisscrossed over my chest, protecting the boombox behind it, my new lover. The length found between a two-year-old smile and my grandmother's prayers. Simple pins adorn you at the apex, compass to our destination, the souls of potential exes whispering between your seams. Little black dress. We've ushered souls home, traveled with roses down Baptist aisles, caught the breeze before it hit my thighs, lingered far enough behind the others, pockets full of prayers, prayers full of rips and snags, dresses full of pride. You are the punctuation at the end of a drop jaw, the length of a text message, serious as Morse code, SOS, screaming hemline, neckline, as deep as the Mississippi.
Awesome. Ooh. That was Ms. Izetta.
Hey.
I know you've been away from me for
I
some
know.
Time.
I was so happy to be here today.
I know. Welcome back to Speaking of Poetry.
Yay.
Hey, this is an awesome day because this is open mic on Speaking of Poetry.
Yes, my favorite.
I know. So we have invited poets to call in and share their poems. Mm-hmm. And so they better call in and share their poems.
The last Friday of every month,
right,
is open mic.
Exactly. So the number to call is 1-877-932-9766. And you know what else makes this a special moment?
Tell me.
We have a guest co-host today.
Yay.
I know. Her name is Tiffany Smith.
Hi, everybody.
That's shy voice. I'm like, right.
This is my voice. This is what I sound like when I'm not, this is.
When are you not,
Like right now, I'm like, hi.
Hey, and stuff. I'm gonna let you get away with that today.
Right. Tiffany is the third member of the Secrets of Oshun.
Yeah.
Okay, what was that?
That's how we get down.
That was like some type of, I don't know, like a Vulcan mind meld or something. Like, we're going to melt it all down. And right. And so, and the other two members of the Secrets of Oshun are me and Miss Izetta.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should say Miss Izetta and I.
Yeah, I just, you know, I've been a teacher all week, so I didn't feel like correcting you.
And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and put myself out there. You know, I got 2 master's degrees.
But you know what?
Right.
Sometimes it be like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It be like that.
Yeah. So we just. So it is horrible.
It's called relaxing.
Yes.
You know, just let your mouth and your brain just chill for a whole minute.
Right.
Just chill.
And you know what? My brain is chilling because we just started talking and I didn't even ask you about your poem.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about a little black dress.
No. That's the title of it, Little Black Dress.
That's the title, Little Black Dress, which, you know, as women, I think everyone should have one or at least appreciate the power in one. I will admit that the poem is kind of still under construction, but I was rearranging some stuff and I wanted to see what it sounded like out loud.
Was that the first time you read it? Two people?
In maybe like a year. So it's a little old, but it's being reworked. There's been some editing and things like that. So, yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, just one of those revisited.
Yes.
You know, I pulled her out the closet. Yeah, that's what I did.
Tried her on for so size.
So many
pulled reasons. That little black dress out the closet. Ripped it up. Pulled the hemline up a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Neckline down a little bit. Right,
turned it into something sleeveless.
Yeah.
And
when I was younger, I had a little black dress.
Are you serious?
I believe you.
It had white polka dots on it.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that was my special dress.
Okay.
There's one in every closet.
Right.
I never wore it, but it was mine.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It was yours. Yeah. Yeah. You had it. It was there.
My grandmother bought it for me for Easter.
Aww.
That's awesome.
Go,
and
grandma.
It stayed where she left it.
But see, she said she had one, you know, and it's about having one.
Well, I think black dresses are powerful. They are sexy. You put it on a little black woman and you don't know what you're going to get. I mean, I'm just saying. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey,
they can be anything you want it to be. So,
right. Do you guys want to hear a poem?
I do. Do you have a poem, Miss Vernell?
Yes, I do.
Yay.
I'm gonna share a poem. Yay! With an unopened Bible in my bag, I arrive at college with my chest swollen with newfound adulthood, not knowing that behind my ribcage, a callus forms over my heart. Left unchecked, it will arrest the rhythm of love to pump rivers of hate. I am sick. For 18 years, I get beat over the head with the fire and brimstone parts of the Bible until my brain suppresses logic. If Jesus hates sinners and gays are sinners, then Jesus hates gays. When confronted with men loving men in the free love atmosphere of campus life, WWJD. If Jesus hates gays and I want to be like Jesus, then I hate gays. My pastor says gays are unnatural. They spit in the face of God. We need to squash the ungodly. In classroom debates, I am down with diversity, but not when it comes to gays. Forget being devil's advocate. I've got the devil dancing on my tongue. Hell's mist in my breath. This ain't homophobia. Phobia is fear. This is homo hatred. Feels like storm clouds in my spirit. A stone in my chest. Lucifer laughing in my ear. He don't need credit for marketing hate. His reward is the pandemic spread, contagious and infectious. Today, I celebrate the moment I went into remission. His name is Kevin. Halfway through college, bonding over a late night snack of Triscuits and cheese, he tells me that he is gay. I know what I'm trained to say, but God has another lesson for me called truth. If God so loved the world, and the world is everyone, then God loves gays too. And I love Kevin. Every night after getting his soul butchered by the fundamentalist Christians in his family, I would love his spirit back to health. We found all the places in the Bible where Jesus approached people with open arms. If God loves gays and Kevin is gay, then God loves Kevin, and this love causes Kevin's razor to repel his wrist, puts the pills back in the bottle, and I too am delivered from what ails my heart. If God is love and I am made in his image, then I am also love.
Woo. All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite poems of yours.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's called Remission, and it's a true story.
Nice.
Yeah, it is a true story. I have, I'm just going to out myself. We're talking about pulling the black dress out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to out myself. When I left for college and went off to college, I was very much believing all of the things that people told me about people who are gay.
Uh-huh.
You know, that they're sinners and they're bad people and they're evil and you shouldn't have anything to do with them, you know, because they're going to hell. And I was like, oh man. So I went with that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Took that to college. And when you hear things like that repeatedly, 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 you know, and not to say that other people can't believe what they believe, but when you hear things about that repeatedly, it starts to, at least for me, it manifested in me in a very negative way. You know, lots of colleges are very, you know, liberal and encourage people to put thought into their comments. And, I was being challenged in my classrooms about the thought, the logic behind what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was coming out in the way I treated people with less than respect that they deserve as another human being. I think that as humans, we all deserve a certain level of respect just because we're human and human rights, you know, and I was doing less than that. And then I had this moment, just like in this poem, you know, where I was like, wait a minute, I don't need to be acting like this. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be saying this. I don't need to be treating people less than I would want to be treated. You know, this is bad. Like that's bad, you know?
Right.
And so I was like, oh, we gotta, you know, but I'm not even going to say how old I am, you know? But it's been many years since I was in college, you know.
Right, because you know, entered early at 12.
Right, you know.
Right,
yeah.
And you just like 25 now.
Exactly, exactly, right, right. But it took me that long to write a poem about that. Mm. It took me, you know, the better part of 20 years to write that poem. And so, yeah, so it makes me think about what other poems do I want to write that I haven't, you know, found a way to write yet. Kind of like you were saying about your little black dress, you wrote it a year ago, but you're still working on it.
Uh-huh.
And it, like, you know, so yeah.
Processing.
Yeah.
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 So. I like that though. I mean, it's always to me essential as a writer to come from a place of truth.
Exactly.
And when it's a story, and especially one that may not be talked about as widely yet, you know that a lot of people, more than may admit it, have gone through the same thing on one side of that table or the other. That's our responsibility.
Right.
To put it out there.
Absolutely.
You know, and when you get to the point that you can write about it, you're supposed to share
exactly.
it. I believe you're supposed
right.
to share it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So it makes me wonder, Miss Izetta, what poems do you want to write that you haven't
Ooh.
Written yet? Miss Tiffany Smith, go ahead and put your brain on that for yourself.
Right. For me, you know, there's some things, some childhood things that I've been, you know, kind of thinking about that I'm sure I could very much write about. I think myself this year, I've overcome two issues in my life.
Hold it right there. Financially Fit for Life. Host Atiba will give you some valuable information to help you become financially fit for life. Broadcast live Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
Awesome. Some things that I wrote about, some family relationships. That one I just had to get out. It didn't take me that long to get it out. Well, if I thought about it in the years it spanned, I mean, you could start at like 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, yeah.
You know, issues. And just recently wrote about that, some things that have happened to me in the past. So I know that if I move them dresses around in that closet, there's a lot more stuff hanging
right.
around,
right.
something tucked
right.
in the corner.
Right, right.
You know, like peekaboo.
Right.
The peekaboo dress
right.
back there
move
somewhere.
Move them dresses around. And a poem might fall out.
I know, right out the pocket.
I know, poem might fall out the closet. Like, oh, there it is.
So I'm coming out. Closets, man.
I know. You know, and speaking of closets, you know, I would love to write a poem about shoes. Like, I love shoes, which are kept in the closet. That was my segue, you know.
There, right, right.
But I would love to write a poem about shoes, and I have, because I love them, and I have a whole lot of them.
Right.
Because
if you write one line per pair of shoe that you own, we're going to have an epitaph. It's just going
right.
to be like.
Right, right. You can make a movie.
A one-woman play.
Right, right. A one-woman play. It, you know, and I have attempted to do so, you know, in the past, but
but could not really, it just always ended up sounding kind of cheesy, you know? And I don't really like the cheesy poems, you know, cheesy's for pizza, not poems. And,
and nachos.
And so, I could never really like, really go there. But then lately I have been reflecting on what shoes mean to me. Like not just I like them, but what they mean and what different types of shoes mean to me and how they make me feel, you know, and, you know, and it's been some times recently where I've been in some places, some, you know, public spaces where people, you know, customer service was bad and, and they're like, ooh, she better be glad I did not have on some pointy toe sling bags because I would have got all in her face because they make me feel sassy, you know, like.
You turn into Shay.
You know.
You put a pair of those on.
I know. Like, you better be glad I got on my Nikes.
Right.
What?
Right. What? Right. So, you know, so I think maybe I might be moving closer because I've been thinking about them, I guess, on a different level. Yeah. Like, you know.
I like that idea.
Yeah. But that's what I've been wanting to for years. So, I don't know. Right?
So let's get on Tiffany Smith and her closet.
My closet is empty. Thank you. For now. You know what? The poem I've been wanting to write, but I can't seem to push out. Everybody knows about the poem that I've written about my father, my hatred toward my father. And I've recently began to rekindle a relationship with him. And I can't seem to write about what that makes me feel like now. I attempted that years ago, actually. And that's where the Swallow Easy poem comes from. The first few lines of that is, you know, my attempt to write that poem, and it just turned into something else. But I honestly think that's probably the only poem that I've been trying to write that I can't. I just can't get it out. I don't know what that's about. You know, you guys were talking about processing. Sometimes processing takes years.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, it took me 27 years to process what was going on with my father, you know, our lack of relationship. So, I don't know, maybe 20 years from now I'll have that poem written and I'll be
maybe. When it comes, though, it comes right on time. You say you what?
I'll be 150.
100, you will not be 150 in 20 years.
Right, right.
No, we'll just roll you on the stage. Right. Ain't nobody gonna make you stand.
Roll me out there.
Get you a hover round.
Yes,
throw yourself out.
Y'all are so wrong.
It's going to be voice activated by then.
Right.
Like, you won't even see it.
Right.
You're going to look like you on X-Men and some stuff. Like,
right. Like Professor X.
I love it.
I'm so glad that Tiffany is here.
I know, right?
Yay. And on the mic.
Right.
Because Tiffany has been in the studio. Several times.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's all right.
Hey, you can't prove it.
Hey, I'm a witness.
What?
I'm a witness.
Y'all gonna gang up on me like that?
Nah, but.
No, just, it's tough love. It's not ganging up.
And it's fact, not fiction.
It's only fact if you can prove it.
I'm sure we replayed some of these tapes where I've like called you out.
And you've been like, I ain't saying.
So one of these listeners is going to be like, oh, I remember on August.
Right. The 16th.
I heard a giggle in the background. It sounded like Tiffany.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, but we're glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
And we're happy it's open mic.
Right.
Waiting on these callers to call in with their fantastic stuff. So, TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and stay right there. We are going to be getting more into the closets of mine, Vernell's, Tiffany's, and everybody that calls in on the open mic. Coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Enter to win now.
Hello? Hi, may I speak to Denise, please?
This is Denise.
Denise, it's Andrea the Diva from TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Denise, you have won a $25 Speedway gift card.
Ooh, I need that too. Oh, thank you. And you know, I listened to you guys last night. I went back and listened to some of the archives.
What show did you listen to?
Casey's Jazz.
Oh, my God.
And I listened to Fight Back until about 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm a fan of Dr. Bob and Tracy Fight Back. So, yeah.
Now that you have won the gift card, you're also eligible to win $500 cash with us.
I have a college student. I need that.
Denise, what's the world's greatest radio?
TalkTainmentRadio.com.
You could be the next winner. You could be the next winner. You could be the next winner.
This is Deanna from Increase CDC, and I want to invite you to the 2011 Entrepreneurs Conference and Expo on October 6th at the Concourse Hotel at the Columbus, Ohio Airport. There will be power-packed presentations on ways to rejuvenate your business, along with motivational speakers to get you fired up and ready to grow. Register today for a chance to win a free iPad, flat-screen TV, and other exciting giveaways. Register online at increasecdc.org/conference or call 614-476-1758.
Do you believe in aliens, UFOs, or things that go bump in the night? Have you ever wondered what a psychic would tell you? Would you like to increase your well-being without frightening side effects? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then join us at the 23rd Annual Universal Light Expo on Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th at Veterans Memorial, 300 West Broad Street in Columbus. Hours are Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is $10 per day and includes access to over 100 lectures, being able to walk a peaceful labyrinth, and watching the construction of the Tibetan monk San Mandala. Visit our website at www.universeexpo.com or call 614-470-3649. Volunteers admitted free. To volunteer, just call 614-470-3649 or email volunteer@universeexpo.com.
Open your mind to a world of unlimited possibilities.
Are there hidden sex words that impact your brain? Are there secret images and symbols that manipulate and control your child's mind and behavior? Why are so many youth unable to resist the destructive sexual messages beamed into their brain without them knowing they are being manipulated? Do you want answers? Get the new book, Sex Code War, by Kahari and Ahara.
Hi, I'm Jack Harris. I am the president and publisher of The Minority Communicator, serving cities in Ohio as the Dayton, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Columbus Communicator. We offer you news, editorial, health, religion, sports, entertainment, and so many other things that we can offer you with a black perspective. We are located at 85 East Gay Street, Suite 808 in Columbus. Our phone number is 614-781-1160. Our website is communicatornews.com.
Is it bad?
Well, it's not good.
What is it?
I'm afraid your husband has a scratchy throat. Probably from seasonal allergies or just talking too much.
My God, no! No! Not the irritated throat! We have tennis this afternoon! Why now?
I'm so sorry.
This over-dramatization brought to you by surprisingly versatile Halls Cough Drops. Great for any time your throat needs a little soothing relief. Halls, for your throat. No cold required. Use as directed.
Hey guys, I'm Casey in downtown Columbus. I like all the programs on Talktainment Radio, but I tune in to Nut Up or Shut Up all the time. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
Do you need to advertise your business or product? What better way to reach your audience than with the oldest form of media that can't be turned off? Outdoor advertising. Matrix Media Services specializes in getting your message seen on billboards, on buses, on movie screens, and more. Need assistance with market research or help developing your media strategy? Talk to the experts at Matrix Media Services who will help you cut through the clutter. Call us at 1-800-589-6674 or visit www.matrixmediaservices.com.
I'm Tammy. I got your lucky number. Heard exclusively on Conversating the AM at 11 a.m. Mondays and Fridays. Make sure you tune in for your lucky number. Punch in talktainmentradio.com and click on Listen Live and listen for your lucky number.
So where's the power?
The power is right here on talktainmentradio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Where is it?
greatest radio. This is Izetta on Speaking of Poetry here with Miss Vernell and Tiffany Smith. You need to join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766.
Hey.
Hey.
See how, Tiffany, see how she just included you in?
That was awesome.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I should get a special chair or something with my name on it. maybe not my name. Maybe just poet on the back.
We'll work on that.
Who do I need to talk to?
I'm sure we can bedazzle you a laminated copy of something and tape it on the back.
Not bedazzle. I'll
break out the glitter pen.
Okay, right.
The black glitter. Right. Make
the
it
hot
polka
glue
dot.
Gun.
Oh no!
Get the hot glue gun.
The hot glue gun. Oh yeah, right. I got some rhinestones.
Some sequins.
But it's open mic. So exciting.
I'm excited too.
So exciting. And I want to tell our callers, of course, and our listeners, we are on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of Poetry is on Facebook, and we put it out there, what's going on every week. And that open mic is every last Friday of the month.
Right.
So don't wait. Don't wait for the alarm, but we'll send an alarm.
Right.
We'll ring the alarm.
Right. Uh-oh, look at her. She about to get hype. Like,
we'll ring the alarm. But you, it's your show, like, today.
Yes.
Like, you need to call in, share everything, new stuff, old stuff.
Stuff.
Back in the closet stuff.
Oh, back in the closet
back
stuff.
Back to the closet.
Tucked in your little red slacks stuff. Like
right. From the back pocket stuff. Hey, you know what? That's what I love when I go to open mics and a poet gets up there and I'm like, oh, they rolling with no paper straight
and
from the
door.
And then they pull a poem folded up out their back pocket. Like,
right.
How? I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Now,
I've done that
one open mic where they did pull it out, but it was not from the back pocket.
Where was it from?
It was from the neckline. The
The
blouse,
décolletage.
The, yes. Yes, the brassier.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. I had a moment. I was like, oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a good poem. It was all right.
It was covered in baby powder.
And body butter.
Like, wow. Wow. Body butter. Oh. Mm. Okay.
See, but you know what? Some people keep their cell phones in their brassieres.
I can't say that I've never done that.
I mean, their keys.
Or money.
Right. Mm-hmm. Money. But this person had a poem in there.
It was a poem. And maybe she did not have pockets.
Right.
I don't know. And so you got to do what you got to do. And if you like, oh my gosh, I just might hit an open mic. I need some place to put.
Right. I wonder like how long that poem had been in there.
Yeah.
Had it been
I
there
know
since
her
the
like
morning?
That.
Like since she got dressed that morning, left that house for
I'm
work.
I'm
right.
That
did
maybe,
the ink look
like,
running?
From the car to the, who knows?
Right.
Who knows?
Right. Now, one time I was at an open mic and I did, there was some things kept in somebody's bra and it was really quite hilarious. And one day, speaking of writing poems, one day I should write a poem about this. It was an older lady, you know, mm-hmm. She might have been, you know, she looked old enough to be someone's grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And she had broken the rule, you know, like, you know, people basically, when you're at an open mic in person, in an open mic, you should, or any kind of poetry reading, you should turn the ringer on your cell phone off.
Or the
that's
movies.
Just, or, yeah, or the movies, or the library, or any place
where you are not the center of attention.
Right. Turn the ringer off. She did not have the ringer on her cell phone off.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, not at all. And so, right as the MC was trying to introduce a poet to come up and share a poem, the ringer went off on herself. When someone called her, and it was ringing, and everybody's looking around like, well, whose cell phone is that? Nobody sees anybody with a cell phone. And she's looking around, and all of a sudden she realized, oh, it's me. And her cell phone was down in her brassiere. And so she went to go and fish it out. I'm not using the term fish it out you know, loosely, lightly. It was exactly that. It was a fishing expedition. And,
like she was looking around
in there. She was looking around in there. Well, she was like halfway between.
Elbow deep.
Yeah, elbow deep. Elbow deep. She pulled out some keys, you know, and then she thought she had the cell phone, but it was a wallet instead. So she had to keep looking, and she was with another woman, so she kept giving the woman these items to pull out of her bra. And so then, you know, the wallet, and then again, she thought she had the cell phone, but no, it was her eyeglass case, you know, and then finally, the fourth item that she pulled out was the cell phone. And I was like, what else
is
in there? There's got to be other things in there.
Like a small child.
Right.
Somebody's lost puppy.
Right. That. Some medication, a pill box, something. And so she located, I mean, and she's fishing around in there. It wasn't discreet. It was like she was elbowing the person next to her, fishing around who didn't know her. And then when she got the phone, answered it. Hello, you know.
That's great,
right? It happened, you know. And if it was not a wonderful piece of performance art, I would have been like, "Why are you disrupting this night?" But it became a performance art piece right there in the audience because everyone was looking at her pulling these items, and she's like a magician that keeps pulling things out of a hat or something. She just kept pulling
that
stuff out of her brassiere.
Just keeps coming,
right,
and coming.
Right. She just kept pulling stuff out. I was like, "What is in there? Oh my god, that is an awesome pair of shoes! Like, oh my god, oh my god, what else is in there? Ooh, a cup of coffee. Oh, is it still warm? Like, what else is in there? Like,
I am losing it."
The King Arts Complex is a nonprofit organization. It offers performing, cultural, and educational programs that provide high artistic merit, varied and diverse experiences, which increase and disseminate knowledge regarding the vast and significant contributions of African Americans to the culture and history of America and the world. You can join their volunteer team, become a member or sponsor. Donations are accepted. The King Arts Complex is located at 867 Mount Vernon Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. Call for more info at 614-645-KING.
Wow. And if, you know what, if she would have pulled a poem out, that would have just been that perfect.
And a microphone.
Right.
Put her own microphone out.
Right.
Microphone.
Right. Check
like if she would just found some index cards that had a couple of haiku written on them or something. Like,
line. If the inside of the brassiere was lined with Fibonacci, like, I got you. And yeah. Somebody like, oh my gosh, that's my grandma. Oh my gosh.
Right. Because then the woman sitting next to her, after she answered the phone, the woman sitting next to her who was already mortified by what was going down with the bra, she looked at her and just took the phone from her and hung it up. And then the older woman looked at her and said, "That was so rude."
Never mind that I'm disrupting an entire poetry night.
Right.
What you just did to me was rude.
Never mind.
Instead of open mic, it was like open
bra.
Open bra.
Snap, snap.
Open snap,
snap.
I mean, I got your 18 hours right here.
Oh my goodness.
An item for each hour.
What is happening?
Because at 6 o'clock,
now.
I get a little hungry.
Right.
I'm going to pull out these crackers.
Right. And a sonnet.
Yeah. Oh, gotta love them.
I know. Speaking of sonnet, Izetta, you want to share a poem with us?
Sure. I believe I've got something. Let me pull it out.
Oh my goodness, she's unfolding it right now. that was a bad sound effect.
I know. Sorry, I apologize for that. So, this is called Missing Something. You know what I miss? Knowing when it's time to turn the TV off because I wake up singing the Star Spangled Banner. I miss 164 count packs of crayons with the sharpener in the back that never worked. I miss my buttercup yellow Easter dress with the peekaboo ruffles and the way we laughed until our stomachs turned inside out in the tree by the apartment on the west side. I miss thinking we'd actually be friends when we grew up. I miss liking you. I miss the day I held your son in my arms. You said you prayed he'd be more like me. I missed out on growing up with a little sister. You missed out on a mother that I happened to carry too much of on my face and my voice and my laugh. I miss that happy thunder rolling from your gut. I miss your Coke bottle glasses and how they perched just right on your four-year-old cheeks. You were missed every Christmas from 7 to 17, but Mom never missed a tear, collected them one by one, and hid them in the back of the closet with our gifts. She never missed sending your birthday cards. I never missed counting the envelopes or how Return to Sender feels atop glitter. I miss Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and She-Ra and that toy vacuum with the balls that popped and chimed when you push it back and forth. And back and forth. I missed the look in your eyes right before you threw it into the floor model TV and the 164 colors that flashed and fizzled. I miss your taco-shaped phone. I wish I'd missed your call yesterday and each switchblade sentence into my right ear. I miss your voice laced with sober, simple, smiling. Didn't miss you telling my nephew I was dead or my niece's laugh hanging from her lips. I miss the clank and clunk of a receiver, the oops of a dial tone. I miss yelling battleship. I miss my retainer, the absence of pain between cheek and tongue. I miss how good numb used to feel.
Oh, awesome. Right. Awesome. Izetta. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Where'd that come from? the closet.
That was one of the ones that it's got some years full of stuff, and one event that occurred within the past week. After that event, I needed to get that out, and so there it is. There it is.
You know what? That's wonderful. That is the beauty of poetry. You know, sometimes we just need to get stuff out. Yeah. You know, it can be cleansing, you know. And then when we go to share it, I can't tell you. I cannot count how many times I have shared a personal experience in a poem that may have been painful for me to write or, you know, experience and write. And for someone to come up to me and thank me for sharing that poem, for bringing the issue forward. They may have experienced the issue, and I helped give them some language to deal with it. I mean,
yeah. And sometimes you just got to do it for yourself too.
Absolutely.
When you can't punch through that wall that you want to.
Yeah. I'm always about doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
Because I'm writing because that's what I want to write about.
You know? You're right.
But sometimes in the sharing is also for yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But then you get that extra benefit, you know, of someone saying, you know what? I heard that. I received that. It helped me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something good came from this other than a dope poem.
Right. Well, if that is ever that for someone out there, then I wish them the very best with that. Because,
yeah. All right. This is speaking of poetry. We are chilling today.
Oh yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. Izetta in the house.
Tiffany Smith in the house.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh my! Look at that. I know.
Take on a touch.
Oh my goodness! Here it goes. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, is on the move with your smartphone or tablet device. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and check out the blogs or podcasts. Listen live and participate at 1-877-932-9766. Stay right there. We have some more poetry to share with you. We've got some more chit-chat chatter about poetry. We got some more giggles and fun stuff coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Enter to win now.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Samantha, please?
This is her.
This is Andrea the Diva calling from TalkTainmentRadio.com. Do you remember completing an entry form?
I sure do.
I have great news for you. You won a $25 Speedway gift card.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I never win anything.
Really? Well, you're not going to be able to say that anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You could be the next winner. You could be the next winner. You could be the next winner.
Do you believe in aliens, UFOs, or things that go bump in the night? Have you ever wondered what a psychic would tell you? Would you like to increase your well-being without frightening side effects? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then join us at the 23rd Annual Universal Light Expo on Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th at Veterans Memorial, 300 West Broad Street in Columbus. Hours are Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is $10 per day and includes access to over 100 lectures, being able to walk a peaceful labyrinth, and watching the construction of the Tibetan monk San Mandala. Visit our website at www.universeexpo.com or call 614-470-3649. Volunteers admitted free. To volunteer, just call 614-470-3649 or email volunteer@universeexpo.com.
Open your mind to a world of unlimited possibilities.
She was my muse. She showed me things I've never seen before.
We're doing everything we can to find her.
When we first met, that kiss, I had such a spring in my step, I felt so invigorated.
What does she look like?
She's green, about 5 inches tall, cylindrical and metallic, with a pretty black V on the front.
Right, sir, is she a can of V, the energy drink that stimulates the mind with guarana and B vitamins?
Yes.
I've seen this before. Get him another can.
It all starts with V.
I'm inspired again!
It won't last.
Get invigorated. Get V.
Are there hidden sex words that impact your brain? Are there secret images and symbols that manipulate and control your child's mind and behavior? Why are so many youth unable to resist the destructive sexual messages beamed into their brain without them knowing they are being manipulated? Do you want answers? Get the new book, Sex Code War, by Kahari and Ahara.
Have you been brutally assaulted or attacked? Are you a victim of a violent and heinous crime such as rape, assault, homicide, vicious dog bite, domestic violence, or an intoxicated driver offense? You have rights and can be compensated up to $50,000 for medical and/or psychological expenses, reimbursement of lost wages, loss of support for dependents, funeral and burial expenses, and much more. MCVAP is available to federal crime victims. Contact the Columbus Urban League Minority Community Victims Assistant Program, 257-6300.
At least one in four businesses affected by a disaster, whether it's man-made or natural, never reopen.
Can you sign this for me, please?
Yet too many owners put off their company's disaster plan because they let too many day-to-day things get in the way.
Heavy fire showing from the ninth floor. Second alarm being...
Disasters are unpredictable, so visit ready.gov to make your company's disaster plan. Ready.gov. It's never too late to protect your business until it is. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Why not take your favorite TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast with you? You can, and we're giving you the gas and cash to do it.
From now through September,
you can win a $25 gas card and cash prizes and take TalkTainmentRadio.com with you.
To enter,
click on the big stacks of cash on www.TalkTainmentRadio.com to enter. And next time you're on the go at the gym or picking up the kids from school, listen to your favorite TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast only on the world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This piano's broken. Hello.
Told you.
I can't work this piano. Thank you for joining me. I find it too confusing to operate. I need things to be very simple and very functional, like this object here. This is the HP touchpad. I'm an Englishman. I'm living in America. I've got to stay in touch with my roots. Bang! What's happening in the world of English dentistry? Turns out things are still going well. Whiz! Look across here at the results for the English Premier League. Kapow! Look elsewhere to see if I still have people on Facebook trying to communicate with me. They are. My life is like nothing else. So is yours. HP Touchpad works like nothing else.
You can now pick up TalkTainmentRadio.com on HP Touchpad, the world's greatest radio.
Kapow! HP Touchpad.
I'm Tammy. I got your lucky number, heard exclusively on Conversating the AM at 11:11 a.m. Mondays and Fridays. Make sure you tune in for your lucky number. Punch in TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on Listen Live and listen for your lucky number.
So where's the power?
The power is right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Where is the power?
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Izetta, Miss Vernell, and Tiffany Smith on Speaking of Poetry. You may join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766.
Yay!
Yay!
Ooh, that sounded kind of good.
Get out, though.
I know. And I can't even sing. Y'all a couple
you
of singers.
You were thanking.
I was thinking.
Mr. Vernell, it's open mic.
I know.
Have a fabulous poem to share?
I do have a poem I'm going to share.
Yay!
This is called Letter to an Old Woman. Dear old black woman who won't stop staring at me at the grocery store, you are freaking me out. How dare you approach me and say, girl, you look like you could be one of my daughters. All my girls got a booty like yours. What kind of family trait of note is that? Why can't it be lips? Everyone on my daddy's side has a set of full inflatable balloons. Or what about complexion? Noses, eyes, dimples, no dimples. Oh no, old woman, you are fixated on my booty. That's why you were looking at me by the milk, squinting through the cataracts in your right eye as if you are peering into a kaleidoscope. You lock on to me like I'm a target, and you've got a bow and arrow in your tattered church tote. Your gaze lacks discretion, so I move swiftly to the frozen foods, and you follow like the lead-footed, slow-moving monster in horror films. How you are moving so fast on a walker is beyond me. When you hobble up next to me as I'm selecting a pineapple, I reach my limit. Thumping melons, fondling mangoes is a personal moment. I'm picking up this fruit and taking it home for the first time we meet. If only has one shot to give me oral pleasure, so I've got to choose right. But no, you don't care. Old black woman, you were sizing up my booty from the moment you saw me. Really? How dare you study the contours of my behind? I thought you were checking off items on your grocery list, but you were actually taking field notes. This is no supermarket. It is booties in the mist, and you are a booty researcher documenting characteristics of the various types of booties moving about. Old woman, remove my booty from the petri dish in your mind. I don't want you looking at my butt or tilting your head to get a better view, and I most certainly don't want you commenting about it to me. Do you think I'd let you extend your wrinkled hand to feel the terrain of my buttocks? The idea of you becoming familiar with my booty, even in a topical, on-top-of-the-clothes kind of way, is unsettling at best. Old black woman, back away from my booty. But if you must, pay close attention. I am walking it out the door, and it will fade from the vision in your good eye.
I'm not ever going to the produce section with you.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just saying I didn't know that it was that personal.
And you know what? It's the true story. I'm giving true poetry today.
That's what it is. We letting it out the closet.
Right. It was a true story. I was at the grocery store. And this old black woman kept looking at me. And it's like everywhere I went in the store, it's like I was bumping into her, running into her.
On purpose.
Right.
She was bumping into you.
You know?
on purpose.
And I was, you know, but, you know, and sometimes it's like that, you know, when you may have entered the grocery store at the same time as other people, you keep seeing them, you know, everybody trying to get in and get out.
Yeah.
But then when I was returning the cart to its rightful place after my shopping was over, she finally said something to me and she was like, "You look like you could be one of my daughters. All of them got a booty like yours." But she didn't say the word booty. She said the A word. And I was like, And that kind of shook me like, oh. And then I was like, okay, let me size up this situation. She said this as I was walking toward her. She's looking at the front of me, which made me realize that all the times I was bumping into her in the grocery store, she was looking at the back of me. You know, yeah. And thinking about it, I was like, what?
Yeah. That's why she was bumping into you.
Yeah.
Like,
she was trying to cop a feel.
Yeah.
She was trying to feel what family.
What side
of the family you were from. Right. You gotta reach out and touch.
Oh my goodness.
Somebody's hand.
With no hand. Yo, it's so wrong.
Get your hand in my pocket, old lady.
And like immediately, as soon as she said it, I felt kind of traumatized.
She wanted to pull a poem out your back pocket.
Right.
Yeah.
I felt kind of traumatized. But then when I thought about it, I was like, that's hilarious. That is hilarious. Like,
it's a little bit of everything.
And it only happens to me. And it's, you know, felt like I was, you know, for a second, like, are there some video cameras somewhere? Like, is this for some show?
Did she have a phone? She might have had her smartphone on and her brassiere taking
pictures. Hidden video. Let me send this to somebody. Right.
Upload it to the family reunion website.
Do you know this girl?
Did you know this cousin?
Y'all are so wrong.
Oh, I know her.
Y'all are so wrong. But see, sometimes poetry comes out of true life experiences. Yeah. That's what that is.
I mean, those are the poems I love the best, especially when they're hilarious. And you're like, this did not happen.
Right. But that happened.
It happened.
Oh, my goodness.
There it is.
I know. I wish it hadn't.
Speaking of poetry on Speaking of poetry, we are also on Twitter. Let me put that out for all of our listeners. You can follow us on Twitter at Speak the Letter N of Poetry.
Speak the Letter N of poetry.
Yeah, we are there with updates, show topics. If you have a show topic, maybe you want to share. Maybe you want to hear something. Let us know. You never know. It could happen.
You know what? I am always extending that offer to people, and nobody's ever came and said, do a poem, do a show about this. I'm waiting for that to happen.
I think it would be awesome.
I think so,
like,
too.
Like the listener's choice.
Ooh.
Yeah. That'd be kind of dope.
Yeah.
Just like we do open mic, you know, on the last Friday, we can have, like, a listener's choice.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, because we're not just, I mean, it's fun. But we're not just doing this for us. We're doing it for you.
Absolutely.
For the people.
That's
you know,
why we do it.
Bringing the poetry to the people.
Absolutely. So, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying,
interact with us.
Exactly.
Get in on the fun and the hilariousness.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I would even say this.
Yes.
I would even say if somebody comes with a dope topic, they could be the guest co-host for that show.
Ooh.
Ooh. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what, we need to put that out there.
Right. And did you see how that idea just built, just snowballed, that brainstorm, just, you know what? I think I just had a premonition, a declaration, you know.
It is about that time.
Yeah, I'm going to say that we're going to have a show topic. A listener is going to say, hey, here's what I want to hear about, and it's going to be a dope show.
Awesome.
Dope conversation. People are going to be talking about it for days.
I love it. I mean, that's what it's all about. I'm always telling people about the show, call in, especially some people who are like, oh, I don't know about going to an open mic. Well, here is your chance to get all of that in without actually leaving your home.
That's what I'm saying.
Your comfort zone. You can listen in from your phone.
Right. You can. Your smartphone.
Yeah.
Your tablet device.
Favorite shows. Download them. Keep them.
Right.
You can hear our voices all day long.
All day long.
Absolutely.
All
And some of your favorite poets, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had so many, you know, awesome poets, nationally known poets.
Yeah.
You know, John Sands, Bill Campana. Mm-hmm. Who else have we had on the show? I'd be going like Rudy Francisco. Goodness.
Laura Yes Yes.
Yes. Oh, I love Laura Yes Yes. Absolutely.
A number of people. One Truth.
Oh, yes. He was just on the show.
With iWhips coming up. Individual World Poetry Slam will be in Cleveland, Ohio. Was that October 12th through the 15th?
Oh, yes.
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 We have the know-all on the Poetry Haps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We do. So, yeah. So, I hope people, they need to make it to Cleveland and check out iWhips.
I know.
It's all of it's going to be at Columbus, Cleveland State. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all going to be in one place.
Yeah.
That's going to be so dope.
With great sideshows, not to mention the actual bouts and the slams that are going on. I mean, it's going to be wonderful.
You said sideshows.
Well,
like it's a carnival.
I mean, like side events.
Carnival poetry. We got sideshows over here. We got bearded ladies reading haiku. That's right.
OMG.
Right. We got three-eyed giants freestyling sonnets. Like,
you know what? That kind of be.
What'd you say?
I would go. Like, man, that bearded lady is dope.
Right.
Did you hear that haiku she pulled from her brassiere? Yeah. Well, anyways, I meant side of it.
Yes.
So if you are not competing, but you want to hit the mic, there are plenty of opportunities for you to do that.
Absolutely. So they should definitely check it out. Yours truly, Ms. Vernell, will be there competing, representing the great city of Columbus and Writer's Block Poetry Night.
Yeah.
I know. Laying it down.
There it is.
Making something happen.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! For my second year in a row.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was last. And it was so funny to help people, everybody get in the know. iWhips is one of three national events that happen every year. It is an individual event, and it has men and women in it. There's another individual event, Women of the World Poetry Slam, that just has women in it. Mm-hmm. So my second bout at iWhips last year, there were 12 poets in that bout, and 10 of the 12 poets were women.
Nah, that right there.
Right, which is really never happens at that event.
That's awesome.
It never happens. And before WOW, it never happened because women just weren't putting themselves out there like that, you know? I mean, we should do a show on gender dynamics and slam.
That would be a hot
conversation, you know. And just in performance poetry overall, that would be a really, really hot conversation. I know.
I think we should do it.
I just had an idea and just brainstormed right there in front of everybody.
But you know what?
That's got a brain dump.
Right.
Just dump on them, you know, and more people may tune in.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, and see, that's how easy it is to share. To share a topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I have cracked myself up.
I have been cracking up this entire show. First of all, you ladies, I just love.
Miss Yetta.
Yeah. And just hearing the fabulous poetry and everything.
I know.
And the experiences in poetry.
Absolutely. I need to give a big old shout out and thank you right now to Miss Tiffany Smith.
Yes.
For joining us today.
Thank you very much.
I know. Next time you come and chill with us, you're going to share a poem.
Yes, ma'am.
So on behalf of me and Izetta, thank you so much. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. You've been listening to Speaking of Poetry, heard only on Talktainment Radio.
You've got the power. You are the power. Right here on Talktainment Radio. TalktainmentRadio.com.
the way it should be heard. Be heard.